Tonight on the Worldview Report, the globalist war on the border is heating up. And not just in the United States. We've got a full report. In a win for conservatives, a federal appeals court has upheld a Tennessee and Kentucky ban on transgender-related medical procedures for minors. In a testament to just how effective the Green Agenda's propaganda blitz has been in recent years, more than 4 in 10 people in a major Western country say they would back a lifetime limit of 4 airplane flights per person. The World Economic Forum is calling on governments around the world to criminalize what they call climate inaction. Severe penalties are recommended for offenders. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with immigration and the globalist war on borders. Well, not all borders, just the borders of the formerly free Western world. The Rare Foundation reports that the migrants flooding into Europe are becoming increasingly violent. As Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán announced last Tuesday in the parliament in Budapest, migrants in recent nights have been shooting at Hungarian border guards with automatic weapons. Already 168 border guards are reported to have been seriously injured at the southern border of that country. That's what Orbán said, noting that the illegal immigrants had, quote, crossed the Rubicon, end quote, with this act. The Express reported similar incidents at the Serbian border back in June, where there were also shootouts with border guards, and the migrants were said to have worn combat gear. Hungary's migration policy remains successful, according to some. Why? Because nearly 130,000 illegal border crossings have been prevented this year alone. Furthermore, the Hungarian government plans to deploy citizen militias to combat illegal migration in the future. Orbán recently posted a video to X showing the increasingly aggressive actions of illegal migrants trying to break into his country. Watch this. Rare reports that the already catastrophic situation is unlikely to improve in the near future as tens of thousands of asylum migrants, mostly young and male, continue to aim for Europe. Orbán himself referred to the illegal migrants arriving in large numbers on an Italian island as, quote, an invasion army, end quote. Orbán further commented that Hungary, quote, has found the solution to the migrant crisis. No finished asylum procedure, no entry to the EU. This is the Hungarian system, and it works. Now Brussels wants to destroy it. We will not let this happen. There will be no migrant ghettos in Hungary under my watch, end quote. Watch this.
Egyetlen megoldása van a migránsválságnak, ez pedig az, hogyha nem engedjük őket belépni Európa területére. Csak az jöhet be az Európai Unió területére, akinek a menekültügyi eljárását már lefolytatták. Lefolytatták, és pozitív módon bírálták el. És addig az érintettnek kívül kell maradni Európa határain. Ha ezt nem tudjuk előállítani, ezt az állapotot nem tudjuk előállítani, akkor mint halottnak a csók, kis túlzással, minden más. Ezért a magyar modellt kell követni. A magyar modell az elmúlt években erre épül. Ezért nincs Magyarországon migráns gyakorlatilag. Ezért néznek ránk irigykedve azok, akiket elárasztanak a migránsok. Mert Magyarország egy saját modellt épített föl. Ezt akarják most lerombolni. Az új szabályok lerombolnák a magyar egyetlen sikeres európai határvédelmi rendszert. Miért kellene ezt nekünk ölbetett kézzel tűrnünk? El kell utasítani és harcolni kell a sikeresnek bizonyult migráció ellenes politikánk érdekében. Vért izzadtam, amíg sikerült odáig eljutni, hogy bezárjuk a menekülttáborokat. Tehát emlékezzünk Debrecenre, Bicskei menekülttábor. Ezeket be kellett zárni. Végre megoldottuk a problémánkat, és most ezt vissza akarják hozni, vissza akarják tenni a nyakunkba. Hát ezt nem fogjuk persze megengedni, úgyhogy ki fogunk tartani, amíg nemzeti kormányban Magyarországon, addig nem lesznek Magyarországon migránsgettó.
So, as you can see, the same strategy being used to destroy America has been unleashed on Western Europe. Open the borders, flood the nations with migrants who don't have, well, any share in the culture or language or values, overload and crash the system economically, educationally, healthcare-wise, crime-wise. Then rebuild it as the technocratic slave state under authoritarian control. You've been noticing many of these stores being ransacked. Well, don't you think that's going to speed up the idea of not even being able to enter a store until you have had your biometrics verified? That's one way to deal with crime. Know everyone that's in the store. And to enter the store, you must check in with your biometric. Then the doors open and you can come in. That'll be a great way to stop crime, right? And watch how the manufactured crisis is used to offer up that solution to which people will go along with. And without the crisis, they would have never agreed to that. People will cry out for, well, things to return to normal. But it's not returning to normal. It'll just be the, quote, new normal. A bipartisan bill has passed in the U.S. House that would slash the salary of Joe Biden's Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Slash it to $1. Yes, you heard that right. $1. But it's debatable whether he's even worth $1. The legislation saw two Democrats join with Republicans for the vote. The Homeland Security Appropriations Bill seeks to hold Mayorkas and the DHS accountable for the Biden regime's escalating illegal alien invasion at the southern border. The bill secured two Democrat votes from Representative Jared Golden of Maine and Representative Marie Perez of Washington State. The House, well, they used a tool called the Holman Rule. The rule allows lawmakers to alter an individual government employee's salary. The amendment to slash Mayorkas' salary was introduced by Representative Andy Biggs, who's a Republican of Arizona. As the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas' annual salary currently stands at around $203,500. Biggs wrote that Mayorkas, quote, is in dereliction of his duties and doesn't deserve a penny more. My colleagues won't impeach him and he won't resign. This is the next step, end quote. Unfortunately, this bill will never get through the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate. The United Nations is actually paying illegal aliens to illegally cross borders. And who is the biggest funder of the UN? Well, that would be us, the United States. Tim Brown, in an article for the Washington Standard, reports that a Haitian immigrant explained how he was paid 3,600 pesos, that's $206, in the form of a debit card that was provided by the United Nations. Here's the video footage shot by Todd Benzman in Mexico.
work. We don't have money, so and they haven't deposited to my account. ¿Cuánto te depositaban?
El depósito al 7 de enero, a 14 de enero, pero no, no deposita nada.
Yeah? So the whole month of January, you haven't received anything.
What were they supposed to receive in there?
¿Cuánto es lo que te dan? Es el último pago.
¿Cuánto fue?
De cuatro.
¿Cuatro?
Cuatro, el dinero, uh-huh. 3,600 pesos.
3,600 pesos was the last payment I received.
Uh-huh. And it goes. Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, well, let me see. And how much is anything on that card now
ahorita,
at all?
Ahorita
any money?
¿Tiene dinero?
No, no hay dinero.
No hay?
No hay nada. No deposita nada.
There you have it, folks. A U.S.-bound Haitian in Mexico complaining that the U.N. failed to make a promised payment to him, and now his U.N. debit card is empty. Indeed, the United Nations is behind all the illegal immigration, and yet the U.S. is the biggest financial support structure for the U.N. So when you boil it down, the United States of America is behind all illegal immigration into this country and other countries in Western Europe, Canada, Australia, and more. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog
beds. Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Glad you're with us. And let me remind you that you're the sponsor of this show. You make the show possible, and we thank you for that. Thank you again for your support at WVWFoundation.com. It takes a team of 7 of us, about 15 man hours a day, to put this program together. And if you appreciate it, and I know many of you do, would you support us? WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. As I often say, think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. They have supporters, they have donors, but they get government money, not us. We're dependent on you. So again, thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com is where you can make a contribution. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. By the way, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. That's in central Missouri, driving distance for many of you, in the center of the country, beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Keynote speakers include Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Todd Benzman, Andy Woods, Alex Newman, Colonel John Mills, Rebecca Walzer, all live, in person, in the building. You can go up to them, talk to them, meet them, get your picture with them, ask them questions. That's the great thing about our conference. Our speakers are very accessible for you to visit with and get to personally know. So you don't just have to watch them being interviewed on my show, Brandon House Live. You can actually get to know them yourself and visit with them. Hope you'll join us. Full details are available at WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com, the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. A federal appeals court has upheld a Tennessee and Kentucky ban on transgender-related medical procedures for minors. The Ohio-based 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld bans in Tennessee and Kentucky by a 2-1 vote, which allows the states to enforce laws prohibiting children from undergoing transgender-related medical procedures, such as puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. That's all according to a report by Reuters. The court rejected a challenge by families of children who identify as the opposite sex, who had argued that the bans discriminated on the basis of sex. The 6th court panel, well, they sided with those who argued that transgender-related treatments are unproven and risk permanently harming children. More than 4 in 10 people in France would back a lifetime limit of 4 airplane flights per person. That's according to a survey published this week by the Consumer Science and Analytics Institute. Elitist globalist groups like the World Economic Forum, well, they have advocated for such restrictions on flying, and their propaganda, well, it appears to be working, especially on the younger generations who are indoctrinated with the green agenda in public schools. The market research and opinion polling firm, well, they found that 41% of those surveyed in France are supportive of a proposal from a French engineer to ban people from taking more than 4 plane trips during their entire lifetime. The survey, which took a representative sample of 1,010 French people, and they were aged 18 and above, well, it found that the support for this draconian measure was even higher among those under the age of 35, with 48% supporting the idea and rising to 59% for ages 18 to 24. The CSA Institute also found that 64% of French people were in favor of reducing their own use of air travel over the medium term to help the climate, with support jumping to 72% for those under age 35. Responding to the findings, Danish climate expert Lomborg, he said that the survey demonstrated, quote, how crazy climate alarmism has become, end quote. He went on to say, quote, let's just say this once more. Climate is a problem, not end of world. It will not be solved by making people worse off, but through innovation, end quote. That's what he added. Breitbart reports that the French government of Emmanuel Macron has been one of the most active in the world in trying to reduce the use of airplanes. In May, the government issued a dictate banning domestic air travel for journeys that could be traveled by train in under 2.5 hours. Macron's government also urged EU nations this month to impose a minimum price on flights within Europe so that airlines are unable to offer budget options. This was a blatant attempt to reduce the airline industry's emissions by pricing less wealthy people out of the market for being able to travel by air. So, this is how the green agenda will be implemented. The plan is to price us out of the ability to buy certain things like, oh, I don't know, cars and plane tickets and gas appliances and land and countless other things. These are to be preserved only as a privilege of the wealthy, no longer attainable by the middle class. And speaking of the World Economic Forum, this criminal entity is calling on governments around the globe to criminalize so-called climate inaction. Severe penalties are recommended for offenders. In a recent article from Klaus Schwab's unelected organization, the World Economic Forum demands that failing to comply with the globalist green agenda should be classified as a, quote, human rights violation, end quote. In most civilized nations around the world, human rights violations, well, they're serious crimes that carry harsh punishments. In the United States, punishments for human rights violations, well, they vary from a fine or imprisonment of up to 1 year or both. That's according to the FBI. If bodily injury results or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, offenders are fined or imprisoned for up to 10 years or both. If a human rights violation results in death, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to kill, a person can be sentenced to imprisonment for any term of years or for life, or they may be sentenced to death. Again, that's what the FBI states. Notably, Green Agenda advocates, Democrats, and their allies in the corporate media are repeatedly pushing the narrative that the so-called climate crisis is killing people. So, by making climate inaction a human rights violation, those found guilty of denying so-called global warming could be sentenced to death. According to the World Economic Forum, this would be the appropriate way to advance the green agenda. Quote, is climate inaction a human rights violation? End quote. That's what the World Economic Forum asked recently in an article posted on its website. In the article, the World Economic Forum suggests that there will be an increasing number of climate-related lawsuits in the coming years. Quote, climate-related litigation generally seems poised for expansion, end quote. That's what the article stated. And the World Economic Forum, well, they go on to argue that, quote, climate deniers, end quote, are responsible for the, quote, record-breaking number of heat-related deaths, end quote. COVID mandates, especially when it comes to the toxic death jab, are alive and well on U.S. college campuses. The Baylor College of Medicine issued an email declaring that all students, faculty, and employees must receive the new COVID vaccine by the end of November. The email from the Texas-based college sent on September 28th falsely claims the vaccine is, quote, an important tool to protect yourself and others from the effects of COVID, end quote. Despite admitting that the so-called protection from previous COVID shots don't last, the email stated, quote, an updated COVID vaccine has been approved by the FDA and is now available. A single dose is recommended for individuals 6 months and older. Because protection from prior vaccination fades over time, and this updated vaccine better matches the currently circulating strains, the updated dose is recommended. Baylor faculty, staff, and students must get the COVID vaccine or request a medical, religious, or personal exemption and complete attestation by November 30th, end quote. Biometric Update reports that Greece is starting to issue its new biometric identity cards, which will be valid for the next 10 years. On Monday, the country introduced a government platform where citizens can apply for ID cards, and they started offering appointments at police stations. The new digital IDs will include identification information such as name, date of birth, place of birth, nationality, and ID number. Physical cards will also contain two fingerprints, a photo, the card access number or CAN, and a mechanical identification zone, as well as information such as parents' names, gender, blood type, and height. That's what Greek City Times reports. They will also be equipped with RFID chip technology. The announcement of the new ID cards has fueled what the mainstream press has called, quote, conspiracy theories, end quote, in Greece, as opponents have been calling for protest. Fearing the possibility of surveillance, many Greeks, well, they have been joining long lines at police stations in an attempt to renew existing physical ID cards, which would be valid for 10 years, according to the news outlet Greek Reporter. Local media has reported that a monastery, well, they hired a bus to transport individuals who wanted to renew their old IDs to one police station. Well, another police station in western Athens advise citizens to show up at 6 a.m. to renew their cards. At the beginning of September, the Greek prime minister assured his cabinet that the new biometric IDs do not contain, quote, any chips or cameras or listing devices, end quote. But now, government officials have changed their tune and are saying the new identity card is being used in order to upgrade security features, according to regulations from the European Union and the International Civil Aviation Organization. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Futurism reports that globalist technocrat Sam Altman says he intends to replace normal people with artificial intelligence, stating, quote, "Comparing AI to even the idea of median or average humans is a bit offensive," end quote. As writer Elizabeth Wheel notes in a new profile of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New York Magazine, the powerful AI executive has a disconcerting trend for using the term median human, a phrase that seemingly equates to a robotic tech version of the average Joe, if you will. Altman's hope is that artificial general intelligence, or AGI, will have roughly the same intelligence as a, quote, median human that you could hire as a coworker, end quote. That's according to Futurism. Quote, "It really sounds like Altman is looking to replace the work of normal people with a not yet realized AGI," end quote. And according to Business Insider, it's not even the first time he's made this comment. In a 2022 interview on the Lex Fridman podcast, Altman explained that this theoretical AI would be able to, quote, "do anything that you'd be happy with a remote coworker doing just behind a computer, which includes learning how to go be a doctor, learning how to go be a very competent coder," end quote. So in other words, if you happen to live an average life, you could soon be out of a job. As Insider and New York Magazine both note, Altman isn't the only person in the world of AI who uses this, well, unsettling terminology. The phrase, well, it's becoming ever present across an incredible number of AI blogs and was even featured in a CNBC article titled, quote, "How to Talk About AI Like an Insider," end quote. Quote, "Eventually, when we develop an AGI in earnest," end quote, that's how the blog post reads from an AI setup dubbed Snippet, quote, "it would display the capabilities of the median human, but retain the potential to become an expert in the field, something we now consider reserved for the narrow AI," end quote. What does it even mean to be a median human? Well, it seems to be anything they want it to mean. After all, this is all part of the dehumanization process. Remember, I've been warning my audience for over a year now that we are in a phase where we are dehumanizing each other. We're seeing it on the streets with all the violence and the death and the Dr. Mengele experiments our own federal government is funding with Dr. Fauci. All this to devalue human life, dehumanize each other. It fits with this trend, does it not? Dehumanization. Well, it's strongly embedded in the global technocracy movement. And Sam Altman, well, he's just one of the high priests of this movement, and a very dangerous one at that. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this broadcast. You can support us a few ways. Here's one way. You can go to twc.health/Brannon and secure your own Wellness Company medical emergency kit. I received four of them for my family. This includes ivermectin, amoxicillin, other antibiotics in the event of something happening in our country and a disruption in services. You don't want to be caught, I don't think, without important drugs that could solve, you know, things like strep throat, serious sinus infections, other things going on. You'd want to have your own source of meds on hand, would you not? Well, you can go to the website twc.health/Brannon, see what's included in the medical emergency kit and what it treats. twc.health/Brannon. This is put together by my friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. twc.health/Brannon. If you want to support us and get something for yourself or for a friend, maybe do some Christmas shopping with some of these early deals, check out, would you, MyPillow.com. But use the promo code B66. You'll get savings and we get credit. And that's a big part of our general operating budget as well. So sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Some great sales, as I said, right over there at mypillow.com. But please use the promo code B66 so you'll get savings, all right? And we'll get credit. Everybody wins. And then, of course, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. You'll find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds. Check it out. The list of things on that site's too many to name. You'll just have to check it out. We're adding new stuff all the time, like the new gas mask that we're getting from an Israeli company. WVWTVstore.com. Those have been wildly successful. Never expected that. I think they're important, but I just didn't think that many people would join me in being concerned. But they are, which shows me we've got a very concerned and educated audience. You can check all that out at WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.